弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
为了早晨我们能够一同围绕在主的面前啊，来敬拜赞美神，我们感谢他。
We thank the Lord that we can gather together to worship Him and praise Him.
我们真是感觉到在饼杯聚会当中，我们都一同被带到主的面前。
In the communion service, we are brought before Him.
我们在那里来瞻仰他的荣美。
We look to His beautiful face.
来思想他的爱情。
To meditate on His love.
实在叫我们的心何等的满足。
Our hearts are satisfied.
在那样的聚会之后，还要来啊讲话。实在是比较难的一件事。
To speak after this kind of meeting is very difficult.
真巴不得有一天我们再也不需要讲道，我们能够一同在主的面前不断的来敬拜赞美他。
One day, I hope that we don't need sermons anymore, that we can gather before Him and worship Him.
感谢神，在那荣耀日子之前，神今天还给我们有机会一同在他话语面前来领受他宝贵的话语。
Thank the Lord that we still have this chance to receive His words.
我们为着今年夏令会神界的两位弟兄向我们所释放的话语，我们感谢。
We thank the Lord that during the summer conference, He gave us the words through His servants.
实在是非常丰富，非常的宝贵。
Very rich and very precious.
在夏令会前有一次和彭立兄的交通当中，他提到。
Before the summer conference, fellowship with Brother Peng.
他知道他这一次的负担是要借着以赛亚书来向我们传递一个负担。
He knows that he will share the book of Isaiah through one burden.
那我们知道这以赛亚书是很丰富，内容也很多的，有66章。
There are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, so there's very abundant.Content.
但彭立兄告诉我，他心里面只有一个愿望。
But there, he said he only has one hope.
就是盼望能够借着他三堂的信息呢，弟兄姐妹能够对以赛亚书呢产生一个兴趣。
Through three sermons, he wants to interest us to look at the book of Isaiah.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们是不是在夏令会听了夏令会信息之后，对以赛亚书产生一个更深的兴趣。
I don't know you have this deeper longing for this book after the summer conference.
希望神能够把这样一个对他话语的渴慕都放在我们心里。
May the Lord place a deeper longing into our hearts.
那早上呢我要接着彭立兄对以赛亚书的这个负担呢，和弟兄姐妹一方面来温习，一方面呢我们能够再进一步的来思想神借着以赛亚书所要告诉我们的一个重要的信息。
After Brother Peng's sermon, I want to review and keep on looking into the book of Isaiah.
那早晨呢，我们知道彭立兄在夏令会当中，他差不多前后应该加起来大约五个小时的时间哈，给我们说明了十幅图画。
He shared the 10 pictures using 5 hours.
那我想我早上呢大家只能用先用差不多十分钟的时间来跟大家复习一下这十幅图画。
I just want to spend 10 minutes to review the 10 pictures.
但是呢早上呢我有一个帮助。
But I have a hope, help this morning.
因为我姐妹呢在新南区那里要和初中生们来复习这个十幅图画。
Because my wife will share with the middle school about these10 pictures.
所以他就做了一个图能够来跟这些初中生们来帮助他们能够记住。
So she made a presentation so to help the middle schooler to remember.
所以早晨我就借用他所做的这个图帮助弟兄姐妹我们也能够留下一个更深刻的印象。
So through this picture, I hope I will help the brown sisters to have a deeper impression.
大家不知道看得见看不见。
Can y'all see?
看不见所以以后有机会大家要往前面坐。
Move forward next time when you have a chance.
好你看这十幅图画呢我姐妹把它稍微照着彭立兄的那个思路呢把它做了一点安排。
So my sister, my wife arranged the pictures according to Brother Peng's thinking.
所以我们看见在这个图的上面在上方讲到关于渔民的有四幅图画，先有四幅的图画。
There's four pictures regarding the remnants.
然后在这一条线的同时呢，另外还有一条线，就是关于神 预言啊，他为人所预备的设立的一个救恩。
And there's another line that God has prepared the salvation for.
所以按照以赛亚书的那个章节的顺序呢，我们就把它这样子安排，就是渔民一条线，然后呢，那个婴孩呢有一条线。
According to the chapters in by Isaiah, we arrange two lines.
第一幅图画告诉我们说，就是当神的百姓以色列，他们普遍的光景还赶不上牛和驴的时候。
The first picture is regarding the Israel people that their condition is not as good as the donkeys or the ox.
在这样一个情况之下，神他并不灰心。
God did not disappoint.
他为了以色列他的百姓呢，烧留了余种。
God has the remnant.
对，这个余种呢，也是就是。以赛亚书里面讲到那个神的渔民。
The remnant is the remnant in the Isaiah book.
对。然后呢，神为他们预备救恩呢，要叫神在那里暗示他所设立这个救恩呢，能够叫他们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
God has prepared the salvation, even the sin is as scarlet, but it will become white as snow.
如果弟兄姐妹夏令会的信息听过之后呢，你们应该可以跟得上。如果你们还没听过的话呢，可能会稍微跟不上。不过没关系，你们之后回去呢，能够再复习一下。
If you have not heard this sermon on the from the summer conference, please go back and listen again.
那第二幅图画呢，就是借着先知以赛亚的儿子，他的名字施雅雅述呢，神来应许他的百姓说，雅各家所剩下的，就是指的渔民呢，必归回全能的神。
The second picture is through Isaiah's son's name, Sheer-Jab-Shub. The remnants will return back to God.
这是在以赛亚书第七章和第十章里面。
It's in chapter 7 and 10.
所以这边讲到关于渔民归回这件事情。
This is regarding the return of the remnants.
那在这个同时呢，神就借着先知以赛亚启示另一个他的思想里面的另一个一条路。
At the same time, God revealed another line through
一条线，就讲到说必有童女怀孕生子。
So the virgin shall have a son.
他要叫做以马内利，就是神与人同在。
His name shall be called Emmanuel.
然后呢，在以赛亚书第九章那边更说到说，他名为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以这两幅图，这两幅是同时啊，与那个渔民归回的这个线呢，是同时进行的另一条线。
This is the parallel line with the remnant.
那我们看见回到渔民上面的第三、第四幅呢，就讲到说，这个渔民呢，他们要往下扎根，向上结果。
The third and fourth picture regarding the remnant is that they will bear fruit upwards and root downwards.
这是在以赛亚书第37章里面所告诉我们。
This is in chapter 37.
然后第四幅图画，关于渔民第四幅图画就在以赛亚书第40章里面讲到说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力，如鹰展翅上腾。
In chapter 40, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength as the eagle is mounted up with wings like eagles.
所以这是先知以赛亚在先知以赛亚书第42章之前神给他的一个启示。
This is a revelation to Isaiah.
一方面神要得着一般的渔民。
God wants to obtain a group of remnants.
一方面神在预备一个救恩。
At the same time, God is preparing a salvation.
但我们看见这第五幅图画呢，就是一个关键。
The key is the fifth picture.
因为到了以赛亚书第42章的时候，我们看见这两条线呢就合在一起了。
In chapter 42, we see the two lines merge.
以赛亚书第42章第一节，耶和华说：“看哪，我的仆人。”
In chapter 42, verse 1 says, "Behold my servant."
这也是今天早晨我和弟兄姐妹交通的那个题目。
This is the theme that I want to share with you this morning.
我们要来注视，来看神的那仆人。
We want to focus and behold the servant.
为什么这幅图画是一个关键呢？
Why this picture is the key?
因为我们看见在这幅图画之后，渔民呢 他就成为神的众仆人。
We see that the runners becomes the servants of God.
这其实是彭弟兄今年夏令会的那个负担的主题，就是讲到渔民和众仆人。
This is the burden of Brother Pong. He speaks of the remnants and the servants.
因着神的那仆人，我们看见他就为神得着了一般众仆人。
Because of the servant, he has obtained a group of servants for God.
所以第六幅图画，我们看见，当我们来看那仆人之后，我们看见神就告诉我们说，那仆人就是神所预备的救恩，他就是神的羔羊。
On the sixth picture that tells us he is the Lamb of God, he is the servant.
你可不可以那个往下面看下面的那个第六幅图画？对，就讲到那仆人还有众仆人哈。所以我们看见在以赛亚书第53章是我们最熟悉的一章圣经，就讲到神的羔羊。
In chapter 53, he speaks of the Lamb of God.
那后面四幅就给我们看见啊。神如何得着众仆人之后，这些仆人他们按着神的心意在那里来侍奉。
The last four pictures tells us those servants that obtain, they serve according to God's will.
也就是看见说神如何借着那仆人来得着一般的众仆人们。
Through the servant, God obtained a group of servants.
在第七幅图画那边，在以赛亚书61章那边告诉我们说，神的那仆人呢，就使他的众仆人呢成为公义树。
So in chapter 61, that they may be called trees of righteousness.
是耶和华所栽种的。
Is planted by the Lord.
那第七幅呢，看见说耶和华神就设立他们成为耶路撒冷城上的守望者。
The seventh picture tells us he set a watchman on the wall.
对，借着这些守望者不歇息的祷告呢，叫耶和华的手也不歇息，然后呢，直到他建立耶路撒冷，在地上成为可赞美的。
Through the unceasing the prayer of those watchmen, the God's hand will not stop.
这是在以赛亚书第62章。
This is in chapter
62. 第九幅图画呢，在以赛亚书第65章里面给我们看见，在葡萄园中，神他寻得了一挂葡萄。
In chapter 65, God has found a new wine and is found in the cluster.
借着这一挂葡萄呢，也是指着渔民所说的，他就产出了那个新酒，能够成为神的享受。
The cluster is the remnant that the Lord can enjoy.
最后一幅图画让我们看见耶和华他寻得他安息的居所。
In chapter 66, God has found the rest of his a place for his rest.
就是借着这一般的渔民
through the remnants,
他们虚心痛悔
they have a poor and contrite spirit.
他们因着耶和华的话而战惊
they tremble at his words.
我们看见耶和华神在地上，他寻得他安息的所在
we see the God of Jehovah found a place of his rest.
当然我们知道这是神在旧约里面所启示他仆人以赛亚的。
We know this is the revelation God had given to Isaiah.
也是神今天告诉我们他在他教会中的那个心意。
This is also the will for the churches today.
神要得着一般得胜者。
God wants to have the overcomers.
我们看见这般得胜者不是因为他们有什么刚强，他们有什么能力。
It's not because the overcomers are strong and powerful.
我们看见乃是因着他们来注视神的那仆人。
But because they focus on the servant.
所以早晨我们要从以赛亚书第42章的一段经文呢，我们一同的来思想，来注视神的那仆人。
So from chapter 42, we want to focus on the servant.
我们请一同打开圣经到以赛亚书第42章。
Let's turn to book of Isaiah chapter 42.
我们早晨从第一节我们读到第七节好了。
Verse 1 through 7.
好，我先用中文读，再请姐妹用英文读。以赛亚书第42章第一节，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选，心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇，它不折断； 江残的灯火他不吹灭，他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理，海岛都等候他的训诲。创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地和地所出的一并铺开，赐气息给地上的众人，又赐灵性给行在其上之人的神耶和华，他如此说：我耶和华凭公义招你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。
Behold my servant whom I uphold, I elect one, my elect one in the, whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says the God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you a covenant to the people as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们都是神的仆人。
Brother and sister, we should know that we are all servants of God.
将来到永世里之后，就是在永世里，我们永永远远都是神的仆人。
In eternity, we are forever his servants.
启示录，圣经最末了启示录22章告诉我们，他说他的仆人都要侍奉他。
In Revelation chapter 22, he tells us his servants shall serve him.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的仆人是我们永远的职分。
Being God's servant is our eternal position.
所以早晨我们盼望能够从以赛亚书40章这段经文，我们一同来学习如何能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
From chapter 42 of Isaiah, we want to learn how to be a pleasing servant to God.
神要我们看他的那仆人。
God wants us to see the servant.
这个看啊，这个字呢，它原文里面呢，乃是讲到要专心来注视。
The word behold, the original text tells us that we need to focus and concentrate.
来注视耶和华神的那仆人。
Concentrate on the servant.
在原文里面，这个仆人前面有一个定冠词。
In the original text, there is a pronoun.
有一个 the.
The.
定冠词。他就是告诉我们说，神的那仆人呢，就是神的儿子主耶稣基督。
It tells us that he is the son of God. He is the servant.
主耶稣是神心中那个做仆人的那个标准。
Lord Jesus is the standard of being a servant.
主耶稣也是我们学习做仆人的那个榜样。
He's also the example for us to learn to be a servant.
我们的主他一生遵行父神的旨意。
Our Lord obeyed God's will.
他忠心的以父的事为念。
He faithfully served God.
所以今天神早晨要我们再来注视他的那仆人。
This morning we shall focus on the servant.
弟兄姐妹，今天啊，这个世代啊，要专心注视啊，不太容易。
In this generation, it's difficult to concentrate and focus.
我姐妹在新南区来服侍初中生，大概有十几年。
My wife served those middle schoolers in the West Office.
她就发现现在的孩子啊，一年比一年啊，那个能够专注的那个。能力啊，越来越差。
She discovered it's difficult for those, for them to concentrate.
他们能够专心的时间呢，越来越短。
The time span to concentrate is very short.
其实不光是孩子啊，就连年轻人，包括我们成人也是这样。
Including the adults and the young people too.
所以我们中间的孩子们，他们出去念大学之后
，So the young people went out to colleges.
他们有的就到其他的教会去聚会的地方。
They went to different churches.
那问他们去那边觉得怎么样呢？
We asked them how do you feel.
他们印象最深的一点
，The most impression they had.
就是说他们主日的信息啊很短。
Then he noticed the sermon is very short.
有的地方是30分钟。
It's only 30 minutes.
有的地方是15分钟。
Some place is only 15 minutes.
所以对他们来说，他们觉得太好了。
To them is very nice.
兄姐，我不知道我们的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you feel.
所以当他们再回到我们中间啊，还要忍受这个一个小时的这个信息，他们就觉得，哎呀，实在是太艰难了。
When they come back, they have to bear the one-hour sermon.
兄姐妹，这个就反映出今天神的儿女们当中一个严重的属灵的问题。
It reflects a very problem among the children of God.
神的儿女们似乎失去了那个能够来专心注视神的那仆人的这个能力。
The children of God lost the power to be focused onto the Lord.
所以早晨我们需要神的恩典来扶持我们。
We ask God have get mercy on us.
叫我们能够来好好的来专心注视那个仆人。
So we can focus on the servant.
好叫我们能够来学习，能够成为合神心意的众仆人。
So we can become the servant that's after His heart.
这里神的话告诉我们说，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的。
Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
这里告诉我们那个神的那仆人他的那个身份。
Here it tells his position.
当然也是讲到我们的身份。
Also speaks of our position.
神的话说，他必扶持他所招的仆人。
He told us he shall uphold those servants are called.
姐妹，我们知道我们既然都是蒙神所召做仆人的。
We all know that we are called to be servants.
那我们是不是真实的经历到感受到说神他在扶持我们呢？
Do we really experience that God has upheld us?
那关键是在哪里呢？
Where is the key?
关键还是在于说仆人必须要忠于主人的托付。
The key is that the servant must be faithful to the entrustment of the Lord.
并且照着主人的意思来行事。
Also do according to his will.
换句话说，我们若是真实的忠于神的托付。
If we are faithful to his entrustment.
我们照着神的意思来行事。
We do according to his will.
神说他就必扶持我们。
Then the Lord tells us he shall uphold us.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见当主在地上的一生。
When we see the Lord's life in on earth.
他对于父所给他的托付是那样的忠心。
He's very faithful to the Lord, God's entrustment.
他一切所行的都是照着父的意思而行。
Whatever he do, he's done according to God's will.
所以我们看见父神就在一直的来扶持我们的主在地上成就神最终的心意。
We see that God the Father keeps him in his will and help him to accomplish his will.
所以我们看见父神就负我们的主在地上他一切的责任。
We see God is responsible to what the Lord on earth.
相反的，若是作为一个仆人，他是照着自己的意思、自己的喜好在地上来做事的话。
Vice versa, if a servant is doing according to his own will,
那主人就不一定负这个仆人的责任，对不对？
Then the master may not be responsible to the servant.
所以神召我们，
So God called us.
乃是要来成就他的托付，
It's to accomplish his entrustment.
乃是要来照着他的意思来做完他所给我们的这个工作，
To finish the work according to his will.
若是我们是这样子忠心，
If we are faithful,
若我们是这样子顺从他的意思，
If we obey his will,
神他就必来扶持我们，
Then he shall uphold us.
他就必负我们一切的责任。
He will be responsible for us.
神在这里告诉我们说，要我们来看他的那仆人。
God tells us to behold my servant.
因为我们看到主在地上的一生，他的服事。
We see the Lord's service on earth.
他说他听见父所说的，他才说。
He will speak of what he heard from the Father.
他说他看见父所做的事，他才做。
He will only do what he has seen God has, the Father has
done. 我们看见我们的主在神的托付，父神的托付上是那样的忠心。
We see that our Lord is so faithful to what God has entrusted him.
是那样的顺从。
He obeyed.
所以他在地上，他能够完成父神所给他的那个托付。
So he can accomplish the entrustment the Lord, the God has given him.
弟兄姐妹，我们是同做仆人的。
We are all servants.
我们在神所给我们的托付上。
On the entrustment that God has given us.
我们是否像我们的主那样的忠心？
Are we as faithful as our Lord?
我们是否像我们的主那样子来照着父神的意思？
Are we as our Lord according, do according to our Lord?
然后神的话接着告诉我们说，那个他的那仆人呢，是他所拣选的。
And the word tells us, my elected one.
弟兄姐妹，我们也是神所拣选做仆人的。
We are all also the elected one.
我们知道基督乃是在神创立世界以前，他就拣选成为那个他所差遣的那个仆人。
Christ is chosen before the foundation of the world.
而我们也是神在创世以前，在基督里面所拣选的。
We are also chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，神拣选我们，这个是没有问题的。
So we are sure that God has chosen us.
但我们对于神的拣选，我们的反应，我们的态度又是如何呢？
What is our attitude and reaction to being chosen?
我就用旧约以色列这个民族做例子。
I will use the Israelites.
我们知道以色列这个民族是神从万民中间所拣选出来的。
We know the Israelites are chosen among all the nations.
神拣选他们要做神的子民。
God has chosen them to be the people of God.
神要使他们成为神在万民中的那个见证。
God want them to be the testimony among the nations.
其实神也给他们有这样一个职分，就是他们乃是侍奉神的一般人。
God also given them the mission to be serving God.
所以我们看见神起初拣选以色列这个民族的时候呢，神乃是要叫他们能够成为祭司的国度。
So in the beginning, God has chosen the Israelites to become the kingdom of priesthood.
也就是说，这个做仆人侍奉神的这个职分呢，神是赐给以色列这十二个支派。
So God has given the mission to be servant to serve God.
可是后来为什么只有利未这一个支派，他们能够进前来到神的面前来侍奉神呢？
Why only the tribe of Levites can be close and serve God?
我们看见就是在以色列他们在拜金牛犊的事上，他们亵渎了神。
They have blasphemed God on the matter of worshiping the golden calf.
对，当神在那里因着他的公义圣洁要来施行审判的时候，唯有利未支派他们拣选站在神这一边。
Only the Levites are on God's side when God is judging them.
他们以神的圣洁作为他们的立场。
By the holiness of God, they stand firm on it.
在那里我们看见他们对神的那个拣选，他们有一个对的反应。
They have a good right reaction to God's chosen position.
所以他们就成为在以色列十二支派当中那唯一能够进前来侍奉神的那一个支派。
They become the only tribe that can come close to serve God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们也是蒙神所拣选所恩召的一般人。
Brothers and sisters, we are called by His grace.
因为彼得前书第二章那边告诉我们说，我们乃是有君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
每一个蒙恩得救属神的儿女，我们都是那有君尊的祭司。
All those who are saved by grace, we are all royal priests.
这是神的拣选。
This is chosen by God.
但我们的反应是如何呢？
What is our reaction?
我们是不是看重这样一个尊荣的职分？
Do we emphasize on this royal priesthood?
我们的反应是否能够与神的拣选来相称呢？
Are we worthy of His calling?
在这里我们看见要成为神所喜悦的仆人，我们乃是要来与神的拣选有一个对的一个反应和态度。
We have to have right attitude and position.
简单的说就是要像神那样有一个祭邪的心。
We have to have a jealous heart just like God.
这是在旧约以色列那个立位支派他们所那个图画所告诉我们的这个重点。
This is the picture and key point of the Levites, tribal Levites.
神的话说看哪我的仆人所扶持我所扶持所拣选的也是心里所喜悦的。
God tells us, Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
我们知道当主耶稣在地上的时候在他受尽之后天上有声音说
We know that after our Lord Jesus Christ was baptized, the heavenly opened.
说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son whom I please.
弟兄姐妹我们看见主的受尽啊叫父神的心感到何等的喜悦。
We see that the baptism of our Lord pleases God.
这告诉我们什么呢?
What does that tell us?
我们知道我们的主跟我们不一样。
We know that our Lord is different than us.
我们的主是无罪的。
Our Lord is sinless.
他是不需要受浸的。
He doesn't need to be baptized.
但是我们看见他却在约旦河那里受施洗约翰的浸。
Yet he was baptized by John.
当他这样子做的时候，我们看见天上的父是何等的喜悦。
When he has done this, our Heavenly Father is so happy.
这边告诉我们说主的受浸就表明了他对天父那完全的顺服。
This shows the total obedience to God.
因此当他这样子受浸之后呢我们看见天上就有这样的声音说这是我的爱子是我所喜悦。
After he was baptized, then the heavenly opened said that he is my beloved son.
那受浸表明什么意义呢?
What does it mean to be baptized?
受浸当然我们都受浸我们就知道受浸乃是表明死
Baptism means death
埋葬
Buried
复活
Resurrection
是不是、
yeah.
所以在神所喜悦的这个仆人的事情上面呢我们必须看见这个受浸是何等重要的一件事
We have to see how important is the baptism to God'sPleasing to God.
罗马书第六章告诉我们
In Romans 6,
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合
For we have been united together in the likeness of his death.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合
Certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
他死是向罪死了只有一次
He died towards sin only once.
他活却是向神活着
But the life that he lives to God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们今天做仆人的秘诀。
This is the secret to being a servant.
我们乃是在死的形状上与我们的主联合。
We should be united together with the likeness of his death.
我们要能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
If we want to be a servant to please God.
我们向着罪是死的。
To sin, we are dead.
向着世界是死的。
To the world, we are dead.
向着我们这个己，就是我们的肉体。也是死的。
To the flesh and to our self life.
好像我们能够自由的来向着神而活。
So we can live freely before God.
叫我们能够在凡事上来顺从神的意思。
In every manner we can obey His will.
弟兄姐妹，这也是主在上十字架之前最末了在客西马尼园里的祷告。
This is the prayer that our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们的主说。然而不要照着我的意思只要照着你的意思
According to your will, not mine.
对姐妹所以我们看见今天我们要成为神所喜悦的仆人
We want to be a servant to please God.
我们必须要来专注我们的主
We have to focus to our Lord.
我们来学习他的脚踪
We want to follow his footsteps.
好叫我们看见神他是如何在恩典里面拣选我们
To see how he has chosen us in the grace.
他用他的能力来扶持我们。
By his power, he upholds us.
他也能够叫我们因着与主的联合，他来叫我们能够来讨他的喜悦。
Because we are united with him, that we can please him.
这是我们做仆人的身份。
This is the position of being a servant.
那第二节这里不是对不起，对，接下来告诉我们，乃是讲到对那个仆人的那个装备。
Then we will talk about the equipment of being a servant.
就神如何来装备他所喜悦的仆人。
How he can equip the servant that please him.
这就告诉我们说，我们如何才能够像主一样，成为神所喜悦的仆人。
He tells us how can we become just like the Lord to please God.
这里神的话说，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
I have put my spirit upon him; he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
这里说到说。神说我将我的灵赐给他，他原文意思里面告诉我们说，这个灵啊，乃是要住在那个人的里面。
In the original text, my spirit means the indwelling spirit.
对我们今天新约的圣徒来说，就是圣灵的内住。
In the New Testament tells us that it's the indwelling spirit.
Holy Spirit. 对，所以我们感谢神，今天神将他的灵赐给我们，住在我们里面。
Thank the Lord that He has given the power of the Holy Spirit.
这圣灵呢，就成为扶持我们的那个能力。
The Holy Spirit becomes the power that helps us.
叫我们能够来完成父神所给我们的那个托付。
To accomplish what God has entrusted us.
所以我们必须在我们凡事上来顺从圣灵，倚靠圣灵。
In all manner, we will obey the Holy Spirit.
因为我们离开了圣灵，我们就不能做什么。
Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing.
若不是倚靠圣灵，我们的生活与侍奉就不可能能够讨神的喜悦。
We cannot please God in the service unless we follow the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在旧约以色列的那个时代
，In the Old Testament, in the Israel time,
无论是他们的祭司、他们的君王或他们的先知。
No matter the priests, kings, or prophets.
在他们被设立要开始进他们的职事之前
Before they are ordained to serve.
我们看见他们都要怎么样受膏
They need to be anointed.
所以我们这就告诉我们一件事情今天我们要能够成为神所喜悦的仆人
He tells us to become a servant to please God.
我们不仅必须从神领受这宝惠师圣灵
Not only we need to receive the Holy Spirit
我们更是要在一切的事上来倚靠他来顺从他
In all manner we need to obey him and follow him
好叫我们能够因着靠着圣灵呢我们能够来按着神的心意照着神的意思有讨他的喜悦
So by the Holy Spirit we can please God
弟兄姐妹这是何等重要的一件事情
This is so important
今天神的儿女们当中，也有一些有些人呢，他们也渴望能够被圣灵来充满。
Today, among the children of God, they want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是他们的想法里面，他们盼望能够得着圣灵充满，乃是为了叫怎么样？叫他们能够来支配圣灵，来使用圣灵。
Being filled by the Holy Spirit means to them that they want to tell the Holy Spirit.
好像这个人啊，他有他的计划，他有他的想法，然后呢，他好像做不到的时候呢，他怎么样？他就好像盼望从神那边呢来得着一个能力。
This man has his plan. If he cannot accomplish it, he would receive a power from God.
好像就是说，想靠着圣灵的能力呢，来完成他自己的计划，来做成他自己想做的事情。
So by the power of the Holy Spirit, he wants to accomplish this man's will and things.
弟兄姐妹，这是不对的。
This is wrong.
圣经给我们看见，今天我们要被圣灵充满。
The Bible tells us we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是主的命令。
This is the commandment of
God. 但是我们要被圣灵充满的意思呢，是告诉我们说，圣灵要来支配我们，来管理我们。
What it means being filled by the Holy Spirit means the Holy Spirit will govern us.
我们才能够成为一个合神心意的仆人。
Then we can become a servant after.
兄姐妹，我们今天不是要得着圣灵，然后呢，我们要做主人。
It's not that we obtain the Holy Spirit to be the master.
我们乃是神的仆人。
We are the servants.
所以我们看见今天我们如何能够成为一个神所喜悦的仆人呢？乃是在凡事上面，我们必须来学习顺从圣灵，来倚靠圣灵。
In all manner, we need to obey the Holy Spirit and follow the Holy Spirit to please God.
然后这边不仅我们看见说，耶和华神将圣灵赐给他的那仆人，也是赐给他的众仆人。他说，他必将公理传给外邦。
The Bible tells us, the Spirit is bestowed upon the servant and the servants. He will also bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
这中文啊，翻译成公理呢，它很特别。
The translation of Chinese of the word justice is very important.
因为这个字呢，在原文字呢，不管是在旧约的希伯来的原文，或是在新约的希腊文呢，其主耶稣也引用了这句话。
No matter the original text in Hebrew or Greek, Jesus has already used this word.
就这个原文字里面，它意思呢，有很多方面。
There are many aspects of towards this word.
在希伯来文里面呢，它这个原文字呢，也在前面摩西五经里面也是那个律例或是那个典章。
In the Moses books, he used this word as the ordinance.
对。然后呢，它也有审判的意思。
Also means judgment.
它也有这个公义的意思。
Also means righteousness.
它也衍生出来呢，讲到一个权柄的意思。
Also implies authority.
因为谁有这个，谁要能够审判呢，他必须是有权柄。
Whoever can judge has the authority.
所以呢，当综合各方各面的这个原文字的意思放在一起以后呢，我觉得中文翻译公理呢，我觉得还是挺有意思的。
Combine all the meanings of these words, I think the Chinese translation is very interesting.
因为这里神说他说他的那仆人呢，要将公理传给外邦。
Here tells us he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
所以我们看见这的确是从神的话语。
It's according to his words.
叫世上的人呢能够认识神的公义的性情。
The man can understand his characters of justice.
然后呢能够知道神的审判。
And also know the judgment of God.
然后呢能够服在神的权柄底下。
And also obey his authority.
所以这里中文讲到说他必将公理传给外邦的一个简单的一个意思。
This is the meaning of what he said, bringing forth justice to the Gentiles.
简单的说，
Simply put,
神的那仆人要在地上来全面的恢复神绝对的权柄。
The servants will recover God's authority on earth.
所以我们知道主第一次来到地上的时候，
When the Lord came to the first time on earth,
他所传的福音是什么信息呢？
What is the message of his gospel?
他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He said heaven is at hand, repent.
天国说到什么呢？
What does it mean heaven?
天国说到了审判。
Heaven means repent, judgment.
天国也说出了那个权柄。
Also speak of authority.
所以我们看见主在第一次来到地上的时候，
When the Lord comes the first time,
虽然他没有在地上好像实行我们所想的那样的一个审判，
Even though he did not execute the judgment,
我们看见他第一次来到地上的时候，他乃是来施行拯救。
He came to save.
但是这个拯救呢，也就是为了神的审判。
But this salvation is for the judgment.
因为审判的意思呢，简单来说有三个方面。
There are three aspects of the judgment.
审判第一个方面讲到分别
，It speaks of distinction，
然后呢归类
，and classification。
那最后呢，我们看见哈，这个因着分别归类之后呢，那就把要保存的呢就留下来。
After the distinction and classification, then he will keep what he wants to keep。
那不保存的怎么样呢？就把它销毁。
Those he will destroy, those he do not want to keep.
弟兄姐妹，这样我们看见主的第一次再来，他所做的工作乃是为着将来的审判做预备。
This is the first time that the purpose of his coming is to prepare.
今天他借着他十字架所成就的救恩，
After the salvation he has accomplished on the cross,
他来拯救世上那个的罪人。
He will save all the sinners of the world.
那我们看见那蒙拯救的呢？
Those who receive the salvation,
就被神从世界里面分别出来。
They are classified.
从撒旦的权势里面被分别出来。
They are distinct from the Satan's world.
然后呢，就被归成一类。
They are put together.
这一类就是将来神借着烈火审判的时候呢，他所要保存的这一类。
These are the one that the Lord will keep.
那没有被分别的呢？
After the distinction,
就是不愿意。被神拯救的呢，
Those who are not want to be saved,
就留在撒旦的权势里面，
They are under the authority of Satan,
就留在这个败坏的世界里面，
They are left in the world.
那将来结局是什么呢？
What is the end?
就在审判的时候，他们就要被怎么样销毁？
At the judgment time, they will be destroyed.
就看见在启示录所告诉我们的，他们就要在永火的里面接受那永远的刑罚。
In the Revelation tells us that they will be in the eternal fire.
所以我们看见今天主他第一次来到地上的时候
，When the Lord comes the first time，
他就将这个公理他传给不仅传给犹太人，他也传给外邦。
He not only spread the justice to the Gentiles, also to the Israelites.
他所做的这一切，他最终的目的就是要叫什么呀？叫神的权柄能够被恢复在这个地上。
What he has done is to recover the authority of God completely on the earth.
所以我们看见今天主如何借着他的工作来恢复神的在地上的权柄呢
？How can the Lord has recovered the authority of through His work?
就是借着在我们这些信主的人身上
，is through those believers.
叫我们因着顺服恩膏的教训。
Because we obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
叫我们因着在凡事上来顺从圣灵。
In all manners we obey the Holy Spirit.
我们看见神的权柄在地上就得以显明。
We see the authority of God is revealed on earth.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在地上所要为主做的一个非常重要的见证。
The most important testimony we need to bear for the Lord.
就是顺服主的权柄。
Is to obey His authority.
也就是在凡事上来顺从恩膏的教训。
Is to obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这是在这里所告诉我们说，神将他的灵赐给他的那仆人，然后呢，他的那仆人呢，要将公理传给外邦。
This is what he talked about. I have put my servant upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles.
好，那接下来我们很快在第二节呢，我们快说一下这个神的那仆人呢，他来成就神工作的那个态度。
The attitude of the servant when he accomplished the work.
这也是我们今天做神仆人的服事的态度。
It's also the attitude of our service.
他说，神的话说，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们是神所拣选的仆人。
We know that we are the chosen servants.
我们知道神也借着他的灵来装备了我们。
Through His Spirit, He has equipped us.
叫我们在地上啊，乃是要将他的公理呢，能够传扬出来。
We can bring forth the justice.
但是我们的态度非常的重要。
But it's very important for us to have a right attitude.
有些时候，我们今天看见有些时候啊，一些服事主的人。
Sometimes those who serve the Lord.
他要做事做一些事情的时候呢，他说是圣灵的感动和带领。
They say they are led by the Holy Spirit and moved by the Holy Spirit.
并且他也自认为呢，他自己呢乃是持守这个公理。
And they think that they are holding truth, the truth.
所以呢，他就在那里理直气壮，这个面红耳赤的跟人家在那里争。
They are arguing with people strongly with reason.
弟兄姐妹，这样的态度不是不对的。
This attitude is wrong.
这里我们看见那神的那仆人他的工作的态度是如何呢
？We see the attitude of the servant.
神的话说，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
姐妹，我们看见我们的主在地上，他完成父神托付的时候，他的那个态度是如何
？We see how the Lord's attitude when he accomplished God's entrustment.
他不是在那里大声的喧嚷。
He's not making noise.
他也不是成天在那里跟人家在那里争执。
He's not arguing with others.
他也更不是用强权来完成神给他的托付。
He's not using strong power to overcome others.
主在地上工作的态度乃是安静温和的。
But God, He works as gentle as meek.
神在地上他完成父神的托付，他也不是借着革命的手段。
He's not using revolution.
所以这些年我们看见在国内的一些弟兄姐妹们。
We see the brothers and sisters in China.
好像从道理上来看呢，我们觉得他们好像在那里坚持守真理。
They are keeping the truth.
但是我们看就发现到他们的态度啊和那仆的态度是不一样的。
We see their attitude is different than the servant.
弟兄姐妹，这个是我们要注意的。
We need to pay attention to that.
我们看见主在世上的时候
，We see the Lord on earth.
他虽然行过许多的神迹奇事
，Even though he performed some miracles and signs.
他虽然医治了许多的病人
，He heals many people.
但是他却要人不要为他宣扬
But he tells them not to spread the words.
今天我们看见圣灵在我们身上的工作，也是像主当日的工作是一样的态度。
We see the same attitude from the Holy Spirit is just like the Lord.
神不喜欢我们宣扬。
God does not want us to make noise.
神盼望我们能够真的就像世上的盐、世上的光一样。
God wants us to be the salt of the earth and just like the light.
而且像神的那仆人那样子安静、温和的来把神的性情、把神的见证能够彰显在世人中间。
As gentle as lowly as the servant, he wants us to spread the gospel.
我们看见在这教会历史当中
，In the history of the churches,
有些基督徒就曾经想要试着用革命的手段来完成好像神的工作。
Some Christians use the revolution manner to accomplish God's work.
也有一些基督徒呢，想用一些标新立异的方式呢，来传扬神的福音。
They think of some new ways to spread the salvation of God.
还有的人呢，好像或是以为自己呢，行了一个神迹，医治了某个人。
And some people think they perform a miracle to heal someone.
然后呢，就在那里大肆的宣扬，来高举自己。
They exalt themselves and spread the words.
姐妹，这些都不像那仆人工作的态度。
These are not like the attitude of the servants.
我前几天啊，带着我们家儿子，他暑假过后就要上大学了，所以我们去那个 College Station 有一个新生训练。
My son is going to the college station to go into the university. He has a freshman training
orientation. 所以那天呢，当然就很多一些事情啊。那我要讲的一件事情，就是有一天我们在校园那边在校园外面开车的时候
，When I was driving outside the school，
突然看见有一个人啊在那里走路。
I saw a man that's walking。
那是差不多很热的中午啊。
At noontime, very hot。
然后那个人呢，就穿得像那个中东那里的牧羊人。
He's dressed up like the shepherd in the Middle East.
头上包着一个布。
He has a turban on his head.
穿着一个袍子。
And a robe.
然后呢，背着一个那个长长的包，那个包包。
And a bag.
手里拿着一个杖，牧羊人的杖。
And a staff of a shepherd.
然后在那沿着马路边走呢，边向那开车的人在那里挥手打招呼。
He's waving at those who drive by.
那因为我们从圣经里面我们知道他想要表达的信息是什么。
From the Bible, we want to know what he's trying to show.
当然是蛮特别的。
Very special.
或许我们的弟兄他的心意也是好的。
And his meant to is very good.
有想到弟兄他也是很辛苦啊，大热天啊，太阳底下他在那里走啊。
He's walking under a sun.
我跟孩子们说，我推测他可能就是沿着校园在那里一圈一圈的走。
I think he's just walking around the schoolyard.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们做仆人应该有的一个态度呢
？Is this the attitude of being a servant？
我今天不是要去评论我们这个人。
I'm not criticizing this person.
我乃是要盼望弟兄姐妹，我们一同来看神的那仆。
I want us to see the servant.
只有我们的主是我们的榜样。
Only our Lord is our example.
只有我们的主是神心中那个做仆人的那个标准。
Only our Lord is the standard in God's heart.
那我们看见主的性情是温和谦卑的。
The character of our Lord is gentle and lowly.
所以我们看见主他工作的态度呢，也是同样是温柔谦卑。
By the same token, that his work is his attitude is the same.
这里告诉我们说，压伤的芦苇它不折断。
Here tells us the bruised reed he will not break.
僵残的灯火它不吹灭。
The smoking flax he will not quench.
弟兄姐妹，圣经用压伤的芦苇来代表那世上受伤的罪人。
The bruised reed represent the sinners with weak and
是软弱受伤的罪人。
It's weak and hurting.
那彭立兄在夏令会当中和我们分享到提到在中国那边有一位弟兄。
Brother Peng shared with us there's a brother in China.
所以我们看见今天就是在神的儿女们中间也有许多那被压伤的芦苇。
Among the brothers and sisters, they are Bruce Reed.
就你们这还不是指着我们外面身体的这个受伤或是疾病。
It doesn't mean the weakness and the sickness.
但是许多神的儿女们心灵里面都是受伤软弱的。
Many children of God, in their heart, they are weak and hurting.
对姐妹，当我们看到有一位弟兄，有一位姐妹，他们因着某种的难处，他们心灵受伤软弱了。
We see a brother or a sister hurting or weak in their heart.
我们的态度是如何呢？
What is our attitude?
我们是否会生出那样像主那样怜悯的心呢？
Do we have a mercy heart just like our Lord?
姐妹，我们记得主耶稣曾经设立一个比喻。
We see that the Lord has a sample.
就是有一个人啊，被落在那个强盗的手里。
One had fallen into the robber.
被打个半死。
He was beaten up.
财物都被夺去。
All the wealth got captured.
然后就被扔在路边。
And thrown aside.
那个比喻里面呢，我们看见前后有三个人从那里经过。
There are three people that pass by.
那当然有。其中呢，前面两个都是服侍神的人。
The first two those serve God.
然后他们看到那个被打个半死、扔在路旁的人，他们的反应是什么呢
？What was their reaction when they saw the hurting man？
他们心里面的想法是什么呢
？What were they thinking？
他们想到哦，我还有服侍。
They thought of oh, I have service.
他们想到我还有工作。
I still have work.
所以他们怎么样？就绕开。
So they walk around.
从他们心里面并没有生出那怜悯的心。
In their heart, they did not have the merciful heart.
你看见那前面两个人，他不像这里神所说的那仆人。
We see that those two are not like the Lord.
就姐妹，今天在神的家里面
，Today in God's household，
这个怜悯的心啊，我觉得可以说是最重要的一件事情。
I think it's the most important thing is to have a merciful heart.
因为今天啊，我们要去发现问题呢，这是容易的。
It's easy to discover the problem.
今天呢，我们要去看见别人眼中的刺，也是容易的。
It's easy to see the thorn in other people's eyes.
今天我们要在背后来批评别人的不是呢，这个是我们常常是我们专长的。
We are special. We have the specialty to criticize behind the back.
但是我们最缺少的。就是怜悯人的心。
But we lack the merciful heart.
这里我们的主，他是那样的怜悯人。
Our Lord has merciful heart.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
The bruised reed he will not break.
江残的灯火他不吹灭。
The smoking flax he will not quench.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天我们为主应当活出的一个见证。
This is a testimony we should live out for our Lord.
因为世上的人是没有怜悯的心。
The people in the world, they do not have mercy.
但是我们是属神的人。
But we belong to God.
我们是属神的仆人。
We are the servant of God.
我们应当要像神的那仆人。
We should be just like the servant.
真是能够来将那怜悯呢，将神的怜悯呢，能够流露在世人中间。
To show forth the mercy of God，
也更是流露在神的儿女们中间。
Also among the children of God。
最后，我们也来看一下这个仆人他工作的那个结果。
So we want to see the result of the servant's work。
他说他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理。
He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们在服侍的当中
，We see that among in the service，
我们很容易灰心的
，It's very easy to be discouraged。
我们也很容易会丧胆的
，Also we will lose heart。
但神的那仆人他不灰心也不丧胆
，But the servant will never。Fail nor discourage.
因为当我们想到哈，讲到教会的下一代，他们的属灵光景。
When we think of the spiritual condition of the next generation.
或是我们想一想我们自己的家里就好。
Just think of your household.
我这些年的观察，我发现啊，好像在神的儿女们的家庭当中啊，每一家好像至少都会有一个难处。
After years of searching, that I see there's all.Almost, there's one difficulty in each household.
讲得更明白，就是 好像至少都会有一个孩子啊，好像成为父母亲心里面的那个难处。
There's at least one child is in the difficulty in their parents' heart.
我们能够体会到做父母亲的心是何等的难过，何等的伤痛，何等的沮丧。
We feel that this discourage, this disappointment in their parents' heart.
当我们想到我们从小在教会长大的孩子。
We think of those children that are grew up in the church.
他们长大上大学以后。
They went to college.
他们不仅离开了神的教会。
They not only left the church.
他们甚至离开了神。
They left God.
就像浪子一样。
It's just like the prodigal son.
父母亲因着爱的缘故也是很久的恒切的来祷告。
The parents loved them, they praised unceasingly.
我们似乎好像也看不到什么样的希望。
But they don't see any hope.
我们灰心。
They got discouraged.
我们丧胆。
They lost heart.
但神的那仆人，他不灰心，也不丧胆。
But the servant will never lose heart nor discouraged.
当我们想到我们的主钉十字架的时候。
When our Lord was crucified.
他的门徒都四散。
His disciples all spread.
就是在他从死里复活向门徒们显现之后。
After resurrection, he showed to the disciples.
我们看见还有好几百个人没有能够照着主的吩咐在耶路撒冷的小楼上面在那里来祷告。
There are hundreds that did not obey God to pray in Jerusalem.
在主复活之后门徒们中间也是有许多人是疑惑的。
And they have doubts after his resurrection.
所以我们看见在耶路撒冷的小楼上面祷告的只有120个人。
We only see 120 people that were praying in Jerusalem.
虽然复活的主曾经向五百位门徒们显现过。
Even though the resurrected Lord has revealed himself to 500.
兄弟们，我们可能要想啊，今天如果我亲眼见到那从死里复活的主耶稣啊，我这辈子再也不会软弱了。
If I had seen with my own eyes the resurrected Lord, I would not.
你们有没有这样子想过呢
？Have you think of that way?
如果我们真的亲眼看见这位复活的主。
If I had seen the resurrected Lord myself,
我们想说我们这辈子再也不会灰心，再也不会软弱，不会失败。
I will never fail nor discourage.
兄弟们，不一定是这样子的。
That may not be the case.
你看见那五百多位见过复活的主，他们并没有能够照着主的话在小楼那里祷告。
We see that the 500 has seen the revealed God, a resurrected God, but they did not pray.
尽管如此
，Even though
我们的主他不灰心，他也不丧胆。
Our Lord is does not fail nor discourage.
我们看见在五旬节的时候
，On the Pentecost,
圣灵浇灌在这120个门徒们当中。
The Holy Spirit poured down to the 120.
我们看见门徒就从120个人变成几千人。
We see the disciple multiply to thousands.
再不久变成几万人。
After sometimes it become 10,000.
直到今天我们看见在基督的身体里面有千千万万个肢体。
Till today we see millions in the members.
有姐妹，这就是神的那仆人他工作的结果。
This is the results of the workOf that servant.
也是今天神借着他的神的众仆人所要完成神的那个心意。
It's also the will of God that we will accomplish as the servants.
所以我们看见今天神的那仆人在地上他设立的这个公理。
We see that the justice he has accomplished on the earth.
这边说海岛都等候他的训诲。
The coastlands shall wait for his law.
所以这也是在马太福音最末了神给教会的一般称之为大使命。
This is the great commission from the Lord.
我们看见主说，那天上地上一切的权柄都已经赐给我了。
All authority has given to me.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
不是只是传福音叫他们信主而已。
Not only just to spread the gospel.
而是要叫他们蒙恩得救之后，他们都成为跟随主、顺从主、服侍主的一般门徒。
After they are saved by grace, they become obedient people to serve God.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to serve all things that I have commanded you.
所以我们看见神的那仆人在地上，他最后要完成的那个工作呢，就是叫所有属神的人都能够来服在神的权柄底下。
We see the final work is to have all the people belongs to God to, under His authority.
这也是我们我们的主他再回来的时候，要使这世上的国能够成为我主和主基督的国。
And when the second coming of our Lord is to have the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ.
这就是神的那仆人，他来恢复神绝对的权柄在地上的这个工作，告成完成。
When He accomplished this work, the authority of the world of this earth will become our God.
弟兄姐妹，以赛亚书四十二章告诉我们说：“看哪，我的仆人。”
The chapter 42 tells us, "Behold, my servant."
弟兄姐妹，我们要常常的来注视我们的主。
We need to focus our Lord.
因为他是那个做仆人的唯一的标准。
He is the only standard for being a servant.
今天感谢神，他已经将圣灵赐给了我们。
Thank the Lord, He has given us the Holy Spirit.
住在我们里面。
They're dwelling in us.
他随时随地来扶持我们。
He keeps us and help us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
来帮助我们。
Help us.
就我们能够来照着神的标准。
According to God's standard.
来忠心于神所给我们的托付。
So faithfully to serve His entrustment.
这来制作我们。
To work on us.
使我们能够成为神所喜悦的众仆人。
So we can become the servants that please God.
并且使用我们能够来帮助其他的人。
Also use us to help others.
来帮助我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
Help our brothers and sisters around us.
来带领那些还不认识主的世人们。
To lead those unbelievers.
叫他们能够成为公义树。
So they can become the trees of righteousness.
成为神的见证。
To become the testimony of God.
能够成为守望者。
Also become the watchmen.
是昼夜祷告，不让神的手歇息。
And pray unceasingly so that God's hand will not stop.
也能够成为那一挂葡萄所产出的新酒，能够成为神的享受。
And also the new wine from that cluster, so God can be pleased.
同时也能够成为神在地上那个安息的居所。
And also becomes the place of God's rest.
叫颂赞荣耀归给父神。
May the glory and praise to Him.
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们或许感觉到这些事情好像是比较遥远。
Maybe we think these are far away from us.
但弟兄姐妹，这些事情是必要成就的事。
All these will be accomplished.
愿我们能够在神的恩典里面。
May we are in grace, in His grace.
我们能够抓住现今的机会。
We can hold on to the opportunity.
我们能够成为神所喜悦的仆人。
We can become the servant that please God.
能够在地上，能够按着神的心意来侍奉他。
We can serve according to His will.
那我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you loved us.
到今日，你仍然向我们说话。
Till today, you still speak to us.
主，愿你向我们所说的话。
May the words that you speak to us.
主，不突然返回。
Will not return.
主，能够在我们听见的人心中成就你所喜悦的事。
Will accomplish what's pleasing to you.
主，叫我们能够因着你的恩典。
By your grace.
我们能够被你制作成为你所喜悦的仆人。
We can become the vessel that please you.
我们能够在地上能够来荣耀你的名。
We can give glory to your name.
主，感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你是我们的榜样。
You are our example.
你是我们做仆人的标准。
You are our standards being a servant.
愿我们能够常常的来注视你。
May we focus on you.
主，好叫我们能够被你来变化。
So that we can be changed by you.
能够变成你的荣形。
To become your image.
主，能够成为在地上能够荣耀父神的一般人。
To become a group that will glorify your name.
主，愿你保守你所爱的儿女们。
May you keep your loving children.
愿你祝福你所爱的教会。
May you bless the churches.
主，直到你的教会在地上能够成为可赞美。
So the church, it will become the praise.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the praise and thanks.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.